I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. The first Archon science fiction convention in 1977 attracted a few hundred at the old Stouffer's Riverfront downtown. And after stints at the Chase and the old Henry VIII Hotel, the event now attracts thousands every year to the Collinsville Gateway Center. Joining us now, the convention's Byron Kerman and special convention guest, a cryptographer and game developer, Alanka Doonan, and science fiction writer, Joe Haldeman, author of The Forever War and past president of Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America. We welcome you all to the program today.
Nice to
Thanks.
Be here.
Byron, everything begins today, right?
Today is the big day, that's right. We're all gathering at the Gateway Center in Collinsville. There'll be more than 2,000 avid fans of science fiction, fantasy, and horror circulating about, listening to lectures, buying stuff from dealers, having an amazing masquerade costume contest, having big parties that are, which include an open bar, I should add. It all starts today, and then it goes through Sunday.
How important is the open bar aspect of this?
people get hotel rooms. We're adjacent to the DoubleTree Hotel there. Uh-huh. People get hotel rooms to have an awesome weekend-long experience, and then they don't have to drive. And, well, yeah, then the open bar comes into play, of course.
I see. All right.
It's a good party.
I just want to mention one thing before we go any further. You happen by trade, Byron, to be a journalist, freelance journalist, I guess.
That's
the best
true.
Way to put it. And just by coincidence, our last segment was Sauce Magazine on Filipino food. You wrote that article.
I wrote the article in Sauce Magazine, or at least one of them, where we interviewed the owner of the Filipino restaurant. That's pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah, that just by coincidence. I didn't even realize that till now.
Yeah.
Oh. Alanka.
Yes.
You are one of the special guests. You and Joe are. Talk to me a little bit about what a cryptographer is. You know, and I've talked to you before. I guess my mind, I could never do it. I don't get it.
A cryptographer is someone who cracks codes or actually technically writes codes. And codes are just everywhere in popular culture right now, especially with Dan Brown and the Da Vinci Code. And I actually helped Dan Brown with the research for his novel. As a matter of fact, in the sequel to the Da Vinci Code, The Lost Symbol, he actually named a character after me in there.
Right.
Nola Kay is a scrambled version of Ilanka. And it's something that I just enjoy doing. I think everybody enjoys puzzles to some degree, and I just see codes as a different kind of puzzle.
And professionally, you are a game developer?
I am. I have games on the internet, Facebook, on the iPhone. We just released a game called One Epic Night, Night with a K, on the iPhone, which is doing really well. We have Tiny Heroes and lots of other things as well.
And Joe Haldeman, the Forever War, you actually served in Vietnam.
Yes, I was a combat engineer for a year.
And so just briefly about the Forever War.
Well, basically, it's a science fiction war novel that projects the experience of Vietnam up into the future, which now is the past. It put it way up in 1990.
And I guess it's not the Forever War anymore, right?
Because the lost Forever War, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, the current conflict we're in now has gone on longer than the Vietnam War.
Quite right longer. And I think we'll be forever in some way.
Let's hope not. Byron, this is an example of the guests. And my point being that your special guests every year is a big part of the convention, too.
Of course.
You've had, like, what, Stephen King before?
Yeah, some of our literary guests in the past have included Ray Bradbury, Stephen King, George R. R. Martin, the creator of the Game of Thrones series that's so popular on HBO right now. Many writers who are familiar to people who are even not big science fiction heads. And then many people who are sometimes more obscure as well. And you get to interact with them. You get to interact with writers and other celebrities. I don't know if you were going to mention this, but also our big media celebrity this year is Gil Gerard, who played Buck Rogers in Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. You may remember that from it ran for a couple seasons from 79 to 81, and it was a funky sci-fi TV show. And Gil is with us this year, too, so he's having a good time there.
So why Joe and Alanka this year?
Well, there's a whole committee that makes these decisions about who we invite. And, one of the things about Archon that I love is it is so lively, and there is such a diversity of cool, fun things to do. I mean, here we have sitting right here someone who is an expert in cryptography and someone who is considered one of the greatest living science fiction novelists that we have in the United States. And they're just two of the people with very specific, interesting things that you can grok, if you will, with them about. They have a lot to say, and you go to panel discussions, you talk with them, they sign autographs, et cetera, et cetera. Ilanka has written a couple books, too, I should say. So, and lots of other things to do.
Well, I've been surprised how many people that I've run into recently since talking about this that have told me they're familiar with the convention or have been or know people that go. If anyone in our audience has a question or a comment, maybe you've attended one of the Archon science fiction conventions before, or you're just curious about it. Maybe you're a science fiction lover. Our number, if you have a question or a comment, is 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. The convention begins tonight and runs through Sunday at the Collinsville Gateway Center. So where do we begin? Well, first of all, what role, Alonka and Joe, will you each be playing in this weekend's activities?
I'm giving several talks. Of course, I'll be at the opening and closing ceremonies. Today, I'll be giving a talk on Freemasonry with some other local Freemasons. I'll be giving a talk on Wikipedia, tips and tricks, because I've written a few hundred articles for Wikipedia. Tomorrow, I'll be giving a talk on cryptography, the famous crypto sculpture at the center of CIA headquarters, which has a famous unsolved code on it. And I'll be giving a talk, of course, on geocaching as well. That'll be on Sunday. I actually hit a geocache near the convention center.
Freemasonry.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't I heard rumors about that?
Lots and lots. There's lots of stories
about
that.
Is it true?
They're all true, all of them.
Joe, what will you be doing?
Well, basically, I'm just the toastmaster. I introduce people and do, you know, make sure everything's going along on schedule. I got a terrible cold just for this.
So thank you. We appreciate that. Yeah, we appreciate that. No, you sound just fine. The masquerade aspect of it is just one aspect, but it's a pretty interesting one, Byron.
Oh, it's a shame we're on radio, Steve, because I wish people could see the visuals associated with Archon. We are a convention which is a relatively mid-sized convention. We're here in the Midwest. We get about 2,500 people. But there are conventions which, like, let's say, Dragon Con, Comic Con, other conventions in bigger cities which attract more people. But Archon is known for having a world-class group of costumers. Mm-hmm. On Saturday night, we have what we call a masquerade, which is basically a costume contest where people parade on stage to different music that they've chosen and sometimes do little skits and whatnot. But even though we're a mid-sized convention, we're known for having an outsized costume contest. And you also see people walking around in the hallways and such in their costumes during the day. Some people switch costumes and wear multiple ones. People take their pictures. You get your picture taken with someone in costume. Some people work for a year or more on the costume that they wear. And you'll see, you know, you'll see vampires. You'll see people, you know, you'll see Klingons. You'll see people who have costumes inspired by Japanese animation. You'll see people who have costumes inspired by obscure films from 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. It really runs the gamut.
Well, you say that we can't see it, but we can. Because if you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, we're going to have a link to your website. And you have posted a video there of a cable program that I hosted that you guys were on. And you brought a couple of costumed characters with you that day.
Yes.
And they were something.
Yeah. Some people really put on the dog. And if you watch that video, you will see a young woman who dresses as a Klingon, I believe every year. And she's really an imposing figure. Any fans of Star Trek The Next Generation will recognize her tribute to Lursa and Bator, the Duras sisters, if anyone knows what I'm talking about.
So if you go to the Archon website, they can view that. Let me ask you about Archon. Archon. It's spelled A-R-C-H-O-N, like Archon, but it's Archon. And at first, when I first heard it, I thought it must be some take on the Gateway Arch, but it's not, because I looked it up in the encyclopedia, and it's a Greek word that means what, lord or...
Yeah.
Something
Greek
like
warrior or whatever.
Greek warrior.
Great warrior, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's also a riff on the word arch. That's true, too. All the conventions around the country, the sci-fi convention people know that puns based on the word con is contained in just about every name for a sci-fi convention. There's, you know, there's like a contamination and a confluence and a boobicon or whatever it's called.
Not a con.
Yeah, there's just so many puns based on the word con, and that's part of it, too.
Okay, let's talk about some of the other elements of the convention. I know you're going to have vendors there, a wild vendors room, around-the-clock gaming. Talk a little bit about those things.
Well, as far as the vendors room goes, I believe there's more than 100 vendors selling everything from like ambient space music to weapons to, costume accessories, a lot of books. Well, there's a few famous authors who actually sit there and autograph their books in the dealer's room. There's just a ton of different hucksters, as they're called, who come from all over the place to sell at this because they've got this concentrated audience of people who love sci-fi and fantasy.
There's also a wonderful art show that's going to be at the convention as well, with artists coming in from all over the Midwest showing just some really fantastic creative work in a variety of media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the art show is in a very large room, and you can get lost in it. And it's one of the things that makes Archon so cool.
Now, Joan, you're not from St. Louis, and being a science fiction writer, I'm just guessing that you probably go to a lot of science fiction conventions around the country because...
Oh, yeah. Probably 100. I mean, I don't know. I probably go to more than one a month.
No kidding.
Over, yeah.
I didn't know idea there would be that kind of proliferation.
Well, there are hundreds every year, and since we live on the East Coast, it's pretty easy to get to them.
What do you think? Yeah. What do you think is the attraction? Because the people that go, I know, are very enthusiastic.
Well, they fall into various categories, but I think one attraction that overrides all of them is that we all feel kind of strange and isolated, because science fiction is a weird thing to do. And we like the company of other strange and isolated people.
Yeah, it's our peer group.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very tightly knit community.
So there'll be a lot of strange people this weekend in Collinsville.
You know, I've been thinking about
including
this.
Including us.
I've been thinking about this, Steve, because I was wondering if this was going to come up. And tonight is, of course, the Cardinals game, the big game, and everyone's going to be glued to that. Even the Archon people will be listening to the radio and watching TV and everything. And there's no shame in being a big Cardinals fan and knowing what the numbers are on their backs and their batting averages and who your favorite is and how the last game went and all of that. And there's no shame in loving science fiction and mm-hmm. fantasy and reading it and talking about it and knowing that it was Greedo who shot first in the Star Wars trilogy, not Han, despite what George Lucas thinks. There's no shame in being into these pursuits.
Yeah, like I just wanted to say with Star Trek, for example, some people that really enjoy the trivia of Star Trek, if they want to talk to their neighbors or their family or their coworkers who are not fans and you want to talk but they can't talk back at you, then you come to a convention like this and people understand and you can talk about these things you're so passionate
appropriate
about.
Appropriate for everyone is there an age level?
No.
There's a track of children's programming which is really cool. A lot of crafts, children's masquerade, and a lot of people bring their kids, and there's a lot of kids that have grown up via Archon, which is wonderful.
Generational.
It's the Archon Science Fiction Convention now through Sunday at the Collinsville Gateway Center. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to Archon's website where you can also see that video and see what some of these costumes look like. And the information number is 636-230-9481. And we're talking about the Archon Science Fiction Convention. This is St. Louis Public Radio. And there's something called, and I need you to explain this, I hear that's an important element of this thing, steampunk tea.
Do you want to take this along, or shall I?
No,
or?
Go ahead.
steampunk is science fiction inspired by the Victorian era, the work of H.G. Wells and Jules Verne, early science fiction writers. A lot of people enjoy the tropes of that era, the pre-electricity era, where things were powered by steam, and a lot of people have gone out of their way to build and become part of a culture where Victorian-style science fiction is celebrated, and it gets very elaborate. You see people with monocles and top hats and strange, faux powered devices hanging off their backs. And it's really cool. The steampunk tea is a tea party where everyone gets dressed up in their Victorian/sci-fi finery, and it's a little niche with sci-fi that's grown in popularity.
And Alanka, something about you and a prize?
Oh, with the geocache, yes. There's another subculture called geocaching. That's cache is spelled C-A-C-H-E, which is like a worldwide treasure hunt. There's millions of people playing this. There's 1.9 million geocaches hidden around the world. And I hid a geocache near the Archon Convention Center in Collinsville. You don't have to be going to Archon to try and find this geocache. It's open to the public. But for Archon attendees, if they can find the cache, and there's a clue in the program book in my biography there, if they can find the cache, there will be a prize drawing at closing ceremonies, and we'll be giving out a prize to a lucky Archon attendee.
Yeah, what about those closing ceremonies, Byron?
The closing ceremonies are, everyone is extraordinarily tired and beaten down by the time of the closing ceremonies. What with the open bar, the costumes, the partying, and the celebration. Those are a nice way to give closure to Archon. You know, people have a lot of friends that they see at summer camp. They see, but once a year, more or less, when we were kids. Well, people have their Archon friends. And it's a little emotional to say goodbye to your friends that you see once a year, because we do all come in from all parts for this convention, and it's nice.
You know, you were talking about how science fiction people are a little strange. I think those were your words. And Joe, you're a science fiction writer. I understand your brother is also.
He was. He died a few years ago. But yeah, he did. He wrote several science fiction novels.
So you're both strange little kids, or?
Oh, we were extremely. He was much stranger than I. Since he's not here to contradict me, I can say that.
Well, let's remind people, it sounds like a great event, really fun. Now through Sunday at the Collinsville Gateway Center, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page for a link to the Archon website and anything people need to know about coming or tickets in advance.
Well, when you get there, you just go to registration. There will be a line, but you'll meet really cool people in it and strange people, and you'll wait there. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. ArchonSTL.org is our website.
That's Byron Kerman. We want to thank science fiction writer Joe Haldeman and cryptographer Alanka Dunin. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you for inviting us.
And time now for a look at the Cityscape calendar. The Repertory Theater St. Louis's production of Daddy Longlegs will open tonight at 8 o'clock and will continue through November 4th at the Loretto Hilton Center for the Performing Arts in Webster Groves. Jazz St. Louis presents guitarist Dave Black and saxophonist Paul DeMarinis in sets at 7:30 and 9:30 tonight and tomorrow night at Jazz at the Bistro on Washington. Metro Theater Company presents Super Cowgirl and Mighty Miracle tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock at Third Baptist Church on Grand in Washington. And the Compass Improv Festival, featuring 11 shows over 4 nights in 4 venues, opens Wednesday night at 8 o'clock at Stray Dog Theater at Tower Grove Abbey on Tennessee Avenue and will continue through next Saturday. And you can find out more about these and other events on the events section of stlpublicradio.org. Next week on Cityscape, we'll talk with playwright Tony Kushner and with the curator of the St. Louis Art Museum's exhibition of works by Renaissance master Federico Barocci. And then we'll learn about Third Degree Glass Factory's 10th anniversary celebration. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he and his guests will look at advances in the treatment of depression and Washington University Medical School's new Mental Illness Research Center. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Dorr. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and thanks for joining us today.